Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Meow, meow.
No way!
Meow, meow.
How do you know?
Meow, 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 meow.
Wow! Oh, hi! Sorry! I was speaking cat. Yep, I'm pretty fluent in their language. So, today...
Meow, meow.
You're supposed to say excuse me when someone is talking, Mr. Kitty. But I'm talking to our friends!
Meow.
If you haven't guessed, today is National Answer Your Cat's Questions Day. And Dad asked Grandmom to borrow her cat to help us celebrate. Now I'm stuck babysitting.
Meow?
No offense, Mr. Kitty. Anyways, today at Party Central, we're setting up a cat cafe. We're bringing Mr. Kitty and his neighborhood cat buddies over to the store to answer all their questions over some hot chocolate and warm tea. Fresh-baked cookies, too.
Meow, meow?
Yes, Mr. Kitty. We'll have cat treats for you and your friends.
Meow, meow, meow?
Yes, vanilla and chocolate. You're probably wondering what kind of questions cats could possibly ask. Before Mr. Kitty came over, I was thinking the same thing. But he hasn't stopped talking and asking questions since he got here.
Meow.
So far, Mr. Kitty has asked what's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and what snack options we have. He asked where's his litter box. What else? And he asked why Corey's room smelled so bad. We'll probably never know the answer to that question. Did you know that cats can meow when they're asking questions, but they also meow a lot when they're not feeling good? Wait, Mr. Kitty, you've been pretty talkative since you got here. You feeling okay?
Meow.
Okay, good. He said yes. Want to know the top three questions that cats meow? Ask? Okay, number one. Cats always want to know why they can't eat the plants in the house. I know the answer to that. It's because some plants, like lilies, are toxic for cats. And eating them would mean a major tummy ache and a trip to the vet. Oh, Mr. Kitty also told me cats hate the vet. The second most popular question that cats ask is why they can't drink all the milk.
Meow.
Mr. Kitty is demanding an answer. Well, it's because too much milk can cause obesity. And Mr. Kitty, Grandmom said you're lactose intolerant, which means milk does not agree with your tummy. You don't want to go to the vet, do you?
Meow.
Okay, then. And the last most popular question cats ask is why do us humans think cats are lazy? Well, Mr. Kitty, we don't really think you're lazy. It's just that you spend almost 17 hours a day sleeping. That's like, 70% of your life lived with your eyes closed. But sleeping that much is healthy and normal behavior. Oh, maybe that's why Corey wished he was a cat. He loves to sleep.
True. I also love cat snacks.
Ew! Ew again!
Bless you, Corey. Now head back to your room and wait for Mr. Kitty. We'll be leaving for Party Central soon.
But, Dad...
Corey, look at you. You're scratching. And you're starting to break out in hives.
Oh, boy. I'll call the doctor.
Oh, but Mom!
Just like cats, Corey doesn't like going to the vet either. I mean, doctor's office. Oh, and Corey's allergic to cats, so he won't be at Party Central today. We're babysitting Mr. Kitty for Grandmom, and Grandmom is babysitting Corey for us. Maybe we can make this a permanent switch. Just kidding. Okay, ready for some cool cat facts? All right. You know, cats can jump up to 6 times their length? Wow! Cats can also make 100 different sounds. Whoa! Some cats can't swim. Neither can Corey. And grapes aren't good for cats. Really?
Meow.
I don't know what I would do if I couldn't eat grapes. I love grapes. And the last cool fact, cats with a question mark shaped tail are asking if you want to play. Aw, how cool.
Meow, meow.
Oh, you want to play, Mr. Kitty?
Meow.
Oh, Mr. Kitty said no.
Meow, 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 meow.
Listen up. Mr. Kitty just said that one of his ancestors lived in the White House with President Abraham Lincoln. How cool is that?
Meow, meow, meow.
Whoa! Mr. Kitty, your fam is really cool. He also said that his cousin Stubbs, an orange tabby cat, is the mayor of Talkeetna, Alaska. A cat that's a mayor of a town? Okay, Mr. Kitty, I have a question for you.
Quit talking to Mr. Kitty to death, Clem. He only has 9 lives. Ooh, get it?
And on that note,
let's head to Party Central to celebrate National Answer Your Cat's Question Day.
Thanks for listening. And remember to celebrate every day because every day is a holiday. Bye!
Meow!
Mr. Kitty says bye, too.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.